Let's talk turkey, shall we? And we're not talking with the butterball folks this morning. Something much more important than that. Jeff Gilman is here. He's the executive director of the Redwood Gospel Mission. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Pat. The last time I was in studio with you was a year ago as we were recovering from fires and preparing for a Thanksgiving banquet.
And what a meal that was.
It was indeed. And still dealing with a lot of the families who were impacted by that as well.
And it's next Wednesday, 1 week from today, the Great Thanksgiving Banquet at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And Jeff, remind us how many years the Redwood Gospel Mission has been doing this.
Yeah, we started the Great Thanksgiving Banquet, 24 years ago, so this will be my 25th.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive. And of course, it's a free Thanksgiving meal for anyone who wants to partake next Wednesday at the fairgrounds. And at this stage of the game, I mean, I can't imagine how busy you are in preparations for this. Where do you stand with stuffing, turkeys? Where do you stand with the things that you need to accomplish this?
So with the meal itself, things are pretty good. In addition to the meal, we're serving dinner for 5,000 of our closest friends. So it's been a huge preparation, and we really have to start, you know, a couple months in advance.
Yes.
To really get this thing going. But we also help more than 1,000 families, and we're anticipating perhaps 1,300 families that we're assisting with food boxes as well, so the families not only can come to our event, but they can have a Thanksgiving dinner prepared at their home. So we have been collecting turkeys and food for our food boxes, and as usual, a week before the event, we're only in need of about 800 turkeys.
800 turkeys. And let's talk about delivery of those turkeys, because, Jeff, this is an important part of the equation. Okay, so our listeners are hearing this right now and thinking, all right, how many turkeys can I donate? How best to do that?
You know, it's really interesting. For an individual or family, we can go and purchase a turkey at a store for far less than the mission can purchase at wholesale.
Really?
I know that sounds crazy.
It does sound
but
crazy.
But turkeys are the big loss leader.
Yeah.
So when you're going to the store and they're offering that special buy one and get one free kind of thing, or get the second one for 39 cents a pound, or those special deals, those are the ones, you know, you buy the good one, we'll take the free one.
Frozen turkeys, right?
Frozen turkeys. And we bring them to the event, and by the time we get them to the family, they're able to thaw at their home so that
they can go home and cook them.
Have a turkey dinner. Yes.
Okay, so do you mean that folks can just drop off turkeys to the Redwood Gospel Mission? Because I want to do this in a way that's going to serve you.
It's a very simple thing to come by 6th and Wilson, drop off. We have from now until the event on Wednesday, we will have hundreds of people coming by and dropping off turkeys, and it's a great and wonderful experience to come by and
Absolutely.
Be a part of the festival. But we have a 20-foot walk-in freezer that we can put these turkeys in.
Okay, so a little turkey space there.
Yes, we do have turkey space. And then we transport them all to the fairgrounds on Tuesday before the event.
And what about the rest of the fixins? How are you set there?
You know, there's always still need that we have, and we rely heavily on the generosity of our community. We sort things out this coming Saturday. We'll have our food packing day. We'll have hundreds of volunteers coming for that. And then we kind of have a sense of what we need to purchase from there. But we could always use donations all the way up until the event.
Is it cash has got to be a good idea, too, because then you go out and you get what's left to get, right?
Yes. It's always, you know, we always are appreciative of the generosity of our community and giving cash donations. And this is, it's just a great opportunity to connect with people in need in our community. It's one of those days that the entire community comes together.
It certainly does. And do you have any idea, or can you have any idea, Jeff, about how this Thanksgiving meal at the fairgrounds next Wednesday might be better attended than last year's? Is there any way to gauge that at this point?
We have a sense from the families we've been working with and who's signing up for a food box in advance, because we like to get those numbers and we schedule people to come throughout the day.
Right.
And our numbers actually this year are about 25% ahead of last year at this same time.
So 25% ahead.
Yeah. So we're anticipating quite a few more families coming.
Wow.
And you just never know. You know, the economic conditions overall may be, you know, different for the larger population than they are for the folks that we serve.
Right. Wow, that is just amazing to me. And what about, you know, I know that at this time of the year, we take our generosity muscle out. We try to exercise it as best we can, even though we're fully aware that we ought to be doing that all year long. I know this is one of the events, this Thanksgiving meal, that people flock to in terms of wanting to volunteer. How are you set in that regard?
Well, there's still a few volunteer opportunities available. We will anticipate between 600 and 700 volunteers.
Wow.
On that day. And it's just a wonderful turnout from people in our community. But there are still probably in the range of 100 to 150 volunteer opportunities still yet to be filled. It's simply go to our website at srmission.org, and it's easy to sign up.
srmission.org. And back to the turkeys for a moment. We all know how important they are to this equation. And now, what are the hours that turkeys or cash or other things can be dropped off at the mission?
So the mission is open 24 hours a day. We are available when you are. Just show up at the front door and we'll receive turkeys.
No kidding. 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
At 6th and Wilson.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable. Good thing you have that big freezer, because you're going to need it. Well, it's a time of the year when we remember, oh, yes, that's right, we really ought to be giving to others. And if we're, you know, I think we have gotten a better in the last 13 months about being aware of the needs of the person next to us.
Indeed,
you know,
we have.
Or across town from us. And I hope that you know, I wonder if you've seen that generosity that was so remarkably exhibited 13 months ago. Does that remain?
I think so. I think we have an incredibly generous community. I'm overwhelmed at the generosity of people who lost everything, who turned around and gave to others.
And
we continue to see that, and it's an amazing thing in our community.
And we continue to see that now all around us, to the north, to the south, as people go through, you know, what happened to us, and in some cases worse than what happened to us.
Our hearts are broken for the folks in Paradise.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's hard to know how, you know, to not have a town to go back to is sort of outside of our realm of thinking. But that's where we all step forward. And in this particular case, you know, we try to take the experiences that we learned from those many months ago, and when the time is right, be able to share those experiences with the communities going through it now. But Thanksgiving a week from tomorrow, and it is a little bit early this year, and the weather certainly does not seem Thanksgiving-like. And I know that you'll probably be okay, even if it rains a little bit on this next Wednesday, right?
We would appreciate the rain. All of us would, even if it affects our event a little bit.
Yeah.
We value that rain.
Yeah, I think all of us are ready to collectively do the rain dance, any rain dance that's suggested to us. So it's the Redwood Gospel Mission, and they've been at the helm of this huge Thanksgiving meal for anyone who wants it or needs it at the fairgrounds. It's Wednesday. It's from 11 to 7, is that correct?
11 to 7.
11 to 7 at the fairgrounds. Volunteers still needed. Turkeys still needed. And it's srmission.org. to find out more, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
srmission.org.
Very good. Well, God love you, Jeff, for continuing to do this.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, it's a great way for you to do a lot of work and for us to be able to show off to the rest of the communities around us what we're capable of.
Amen.
Amen, and happy Thanksgiving to you. That is Jeff Gilman. He's the executive director of the Redwood Gospel Mission, really, you know, one of the great organizations in our community all year long, and what a job they're going to have. Want to volunteer? Want to drop off a turkey? SRmission.org is the place to go.